Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The left fielder, Bam Arroyo. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The left fielder, Cliff Aberson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. And now, play ball. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes strikes out. One out. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bam Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Arroyo moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn juggles the ball. That's an error on Sparn. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Waitkus moves to third. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bama Rowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitka scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rowell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cliff Averson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averson takes first base on ball 4. Waitkus moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elliott strikes out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Averson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rowell. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a fly ball into left field. Aberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Aberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0 for 1 in the game. Erickson strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rowell throws the ball into Culler, who tags Lowry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 2 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko, who is chasing the ball. Hop reaches third base with a triple. Bama Rowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rowell hits a pop-up towards short. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hop scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elliott. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Sturgeon applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aberson takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-2 in the game. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into left field. Aberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Raul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hop hits a fly ball into left field. Aberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bamarowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raul is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raul hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-for-2 in the game. Erickson bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Erickson moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a line drive towards second. Ryan catches it and steps on second to double up Erickson. Two outs. Cliff Aberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aberson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Aberson hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCullough fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to second. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-3 in the game. Ryan hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCullough moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to third. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Rowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.